And let me read you a section of this. We'll start down in verse 13 where Christ is praying to His Father and says in verse 13, "And now come I to Thee. These things I speak in the world, that they," that is, would be those disciples there that day, "and prospect us, that they might have My joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them Thy word, and the world hath hated them." You see, these things keep coming up in this passage that we just talked about with the joy of the Lord in Nehemiah chapter 8. It says there in verse 14, "Because they are not of the world." The world hates them because they are not of the world. Look, you're not supposed to be of the world. You're supposed to have the wall built. Right? "Even as I am not of the world, I pray not that Thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that Thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. As Thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." That would be us. "That they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the word," or that the world rather, "may believe that Thou hast sent me. And the glory which Thou gavest me I have given them." Think about that. The glory God gave Christ, Christ gave you. The joy of the Lord is yours. You are one with them as they are one with one another. It's a remarkable thing. Verse 22, "And the glory which Thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and Thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent me and hast loved them as Thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." Now we're here tonight to take communion. Jesus Christ set communion as a memorial. We just read here how He prayed to His Father that we would be made one as He and His Father were one. Okay, brethren, we are one. We are one with them. We are the body of Jesus Christ. We come together to take this communion. You need to be saved to take it, because what's supposed to happen and what you're supposed to realize, it is not the bread. It is not the wine. But you are the body of Jesus Christ. The communion that we have is not just the body of Christ in the bread. The communion that we have as the body of Christ, the communion is one with another. Folks, we're going to be together forever. How about that? It's all possible by the blood of Jesus Christ. So we come and take communion together. This is a memorial, okay? Nothing comes from the elements. You don't get eternal life from the elements. This is a memorial. We do this in remembrance of Jesus Christ till He comes again. Remember, He says, "For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross." Remember the joy that He had, the prospect, not the happiness, not the merriment, not some gala festival to do it, but the joy, the deep-seated joy, the prospect of setting things in order, of making it possible for you to be absolved and rectified before the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day have Him dwell in your body. He in you, and you in Him. It is a memorial. We do this in remembrance. So we're going to take some time here. I'll read another passage a little bit later. We're going to take some time and pray. Give you an opportunity to reflect a little bit. maybe you'll reflect a little on joy as we've looked at it here tonight. I don't know if you consider yourself a joyous person. I don't consider myself a particularly merry or festive person or jocular fellow, but I can say that sometimes what keeps me going is the prospect of finishing the fight. You know, the prospect of some things being made right by me continuing on the course that I'm on. If I read that right, that's the joy of the Lord. That's why the joy of the Lord is your strength, because you need to be strong. And you can't do it without that prospect. You can't do it without loving the Lord enough to do things His way on His time and to try to accomplish that in a dark hour of the night when you're not happy. That's the joy of the Lord. Well, let's bow our heads here for a little while. I'll allow you to pray for a bit, then we'll dispense the grape juice and the bread. Let's just pray for a bit. 1 Corinthians 11, when he had given thanks, he broke it, that is the bread, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Amen. Let's pray. Now, Father, we've come to you here tonight as the body of Jesus Christ, at least this fraction of it here. Lord, we expose ourselves before you here as we stand naked before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. We know that nothing is hidden from Thee. We have the Holy Spirit inside us, the Spirit of Christ. We stand before the Word of God, which is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We know it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Father, we have many among our number that are going through trial right now, if not major ones, then certainly minor ones. There are disappointments, there are burdens, and there are, of course, many secret thoughts and concerns. Lord, you alone are able to address these things. We know that man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the hearts. And we appreciate so much the fact that we have a God that cares enough for us to chasten us and reprove us. We do look forward to what we get a chance to enjoy this next week. We pray tonight, Lord, might be a fresh start for some as far as just having a clean washing of water by the Word. And may, Father, we have some victory, some answered prayer tomorrow that we did not have today. Father, we plead with you to move in our midst. We ask you to help us. We need you. Father, we appreciate the privilege of living in this day, the privilege of doing some things that we've been allowed to do, a Mexico trip, various youth activities, street preaching, visitation, lots of things, Father, you've allowed us the privilege of having a part of in thy work. Lord, we pray we might finish our course with joy. And we pray, Father, you'd help us to always live in the pleasurable prospects of things coming to pass just as you said they would. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and sing one more before we are dismissed tonight. Number 334. 334.
Thank you.
Jason, would you close us in prayer, please?
Our Heavenly Father, we've Lord, had a good day here and given us plenty of things to think about as the week coming up, getting ready for revival. Father, you're a real and great God. I just pray, Father, you help make yourself even more real to us as we go through this life. Lord, we need you, and we certainly can't make it without you. I pray that you bless the hearts and the minds of each and every individual in the congregation. And Lord, just help us to get prepared. Father, as Brother Stevens has said, many others, a lot of things going on down here and a lot of turmoil. But Lord, you're right there beside us. And if we can just keep you as our vision, Father, certainly we'll be able to find the joy of the Lord that is so desperately sought after and so desperately missing, unfortunately, in a lot of folks' lives. So help us have that joy. And help Brother Keck, Father, be with him as he prepares messages. And just open our hearts and our minds for the coming week. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Man, good night, folks. See you Wednesday, Lord willing.